these execs that know that sugar and carbs and the processed food are killing people, that just convince themselves or not, and then that bribe politicians and lobby and do all these things. I mean, come on. There's definitely culpability there. There should be some accountability. Sick of this shit, really. 2020 has been quite a roller coaster year, and I've always been pretty detached from what most people do in society, and I didn't really care about politics. I mean, I literally didn't care about politics at all. Now with two sons and being a homeowner, landowner, and seeing the insanity, it's made me kind of have to wake up a little bit. Now, at least our family got our passport, so we're prepared in that way. The idea for today's video is, should the American Heart Association and the other organizations like this that have been fear-mongering against meat consumption, have been promoting things like veganism and plant-based and high-carb, low-fat bullshit, should they be charged with murder? Because millions of people a year die. 600,000 a year die in America alone from heart disease. It's 400,000 to 500,000 for cancer. And then you go down the list and you have diabetes and you have Alzheimer's, you have all these other diseases that are primarily result of the mass-produced, destructive, seed oil-laden, carb-heavy, sugar-laden, fake food that is the bulk of the American food system that has been supported by the USDA, the FDA, propped up by Big Pharma, perpetuated by doctors, and then the news takes all this really bad-funded research and then throws it in people's faces. And then people go to the doctor and they say, what do I do, doc? I don't want to die. I want to lose weight. And the doctor says, well, here, take your statin. And then here's a whole other cocktail of drugs you have to take. It's going to cost your insurance company X dollars a year. And we're basically going to charge everyone that is healthy, people like myself, high premiums to pay for, one, this bad advice, and maybe potentially your poor lifestyle choices. And you'll just live like this forever, basically. There's no cure. You're obese. There's no cure for obesity. You have diabetes. There's no cure for diabetes. Like, how is that person not locked up? Like, I get it in some ways, because a lot of these things are what I call accidental conspiracy, things that have come together, that have converged, have responded to market pains. But now, with the information we have, with like thousands of people that go on YouTube and leave their success stories on channels like mine and other channels about a carnivore diet or a real food diet or a paleo or keto. But these are all not valid data points because they're not done in some lab and funded by basically Coca-Cola or some big food or pharmaceutical company, right? That's how it works. Yeah. Bullshit. People need to be more fed up with this, as if we didn't have enough to be fed up with in 2020. But guess what? It's all connected. 2020, all this, COVID, the lockdowns, the elite, fear-mongering propaganda, the left and the craziness, the protesting, the racial divide, the tribalism. It's all based on the same BS, power and greed and money-grubbing sociopath psychopaths that go into these positions of power. And I'm just sick of it. So here's a comment that I received that prompted this. The numbers are out there telling the truth how inconsequential the virus is, but the media propaganda machine did its job and people still buy into the fear. It's not unlike how the American Heart Association is responsible for killing millions by pushing a nutrition plan they absolutely know is wrong and the government supports it because there is so much money involved. Well said, Holly. Well said. But media keeps spreading the lie and fearful carb addicts continue to believe it. This is a video I did, Why the Masses Are Still Asleep. Wake up, people. You can see it up here. It is, I'm just going to be straight with you on this one. I'm not going to bleep out the curse words or anything. I'm probably going to be demonetized, but whatever. I have a really hard, 2020's, how do I say this? 2020's really made me think about a lot of things. And there's been a lot of benefits that have come of it. And I think for a lot of people, there will be a lot of benefits, but there's going to be even more people that are going to suffer. That's for sure. Now, I've had this hard struggle with, do I put out this content? Do I do all this stuff? Do I try to promote this message? Even though places like YouTube censor it, Instagram, I'm pretty sure shadow banned a lot of my posts or my account in general. I've had videos taken down and I'm only like skirting on the surface of some of these, you know, what people are calling conspiracy theories. None of this is conspiracy. To say that AHA kills people and FDA kills people, USDA kills people, the government kills people. These are just facts. I mean, how many people have died at the hands of the US government or any government? I mean, just think about the wars. And that's not even mentioning the unjust ones. Some are just, some are unjust, whatever. Still responsible. They're responsible for the aggression that is inherent in humans. And it's why we need as limited government as possible. It's why we need as limited powerful institutions as possible. We need things smaller, and the consumer and the people need to take control of their lives and not delegate their health, their nutrition, the food they get, anything to corporations, especially the big corporations. But what I've struggled with is it seems like the trends are getting worse. They're going to keep getting worse. It seems like I can put out videos like this and it gets a few hundred views and maybe it affects a few people and maybe it doesn't. I don't know. And it's discouraging, but not necessarily because I want followers to make money or anything like that. This is just literally like, I want to see mainstream news talk about, I guess we're going to have to wait till the research comes out, but how everybody should be eating organically raised, regeneratively raised, grass-fed beef as a bulk of their diet and wild-caught fish and whatever. Instead, you see this perpetuation of slop human pet food garbage, like these fake plant-based burgers that are literally just processed garbage food. People like Bill Gates are investing in these companies, and a lot of people think it's part of the Great Reset. They want to control the food, the supply, the seeds, all these things. It goes really, really deep when you look into this stuff. I mean, look at Monsanto, which is now owned by Bayer, and how they control a lot of the seeds. And I just can't even go into it. It's just, it's unbelievable. And the problem with a lot of these things is you can't blame one person, and everybody wants to just kind of blame one person. They don't want to really think about the system, how it's broken, and all these different things that kind of converge, and how all these different agendas work together in these accidental conspiracies, because it's hard to picture an enemy like that. And then it's hard to connect that to like, what can you do, the average person? Well, the average person can do a lot. He or she can vote with their money and their dollars and their views, what they do on social media, who they follow, what they respond to, what they watch, turn off the media propaganda machine, don't listen to any of these morons on experts on TV, buy small local, you know your farmer, support companies that respect the environment and the things they're putting out, and speak up. Speak up in your community forum, speak up to your family, speak up online, speak up on social media, speak up to your doctor who feeds you this propaganda BS and fight back and be like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm doing keto or whatever. Like, and if you're not going to support me in this and help me, then I'm going to find a new doctor. The average person can do a lot. I just have to remember, like, these things take a lot of time. And this is basically a revolution. We're having a revolution already in politics and in the American way of life. I hope the sane side wins. You know, there needs to be a health revolution. There needs to be a reform in pharmaceuticals and health insurance. I mean, all of it. It's broken. The entire system, the fiat dollars, the fake government. I know it's a lot. I know it's a lot. It's why it can feel overwhelming at times. And the question is, what do I do? Am I wasting my time? I'm not wasting my time because I get these comments where people appreciate it. But when you're that kind of type A entrepreneurial, like you want to have a big enough impact to be able to see real change. Really, I mean, I'm American, so the masses. Because think about all the kids. It's always for me, it's always the kids. It's like you have millions and millions of Americans that eat the standard American diet. They follow their doctor's recommendations and they do the same thing with their kids. Their kids grow up with eating disorders. The kids grow up overweight with obesity, diabetes. They struggle with all kinds of crap while they listen to their doctors injecting them with vaccines 20 or 30 by the time they're like two and crap. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable. I want to fix it, you know? I assume it's probably someone like Musk, like Elon Musk. He looks at the world and he looks at the horizon and he sees how people are greedy and they're spending money and hoarding and doing things rather than working on getting a plan B for our planet, rather than working on sustainable energy, which there are some issues there. I don't think there is global warming, at least the way they're saying it. I mean, there is climate change because look back 8 billion years ago, the climate was changing. It always changes. In fact, some scientists are showing that we're actually headed into an ice age, even though there's all this global warming. Some people are even suggesting that maybe what we have been doing with the greenhouse gases and whatnot is actually staving off an ice age. Because if we run into an ice age, billions of people will die, probably. Like, I think we'll be able to support life, but it'll really compress things. You know, you won't be able to be, I don't want to go into that tangent. I can go on to that for a while, but it's like with everything. The mainstream narrative is always flawed. In a lot of cases, it's just wrong. I don't know. Let's have a discussion below. Let me know. What sticks out to you? What thing do you want to share with others? And every time you leave a comment, you're helping other people. So do it, please. Share something, you know, a tip or whatever, challenge something I said, question it, correct me, whatever. Do whatever you need to do. Leave a comment. Help other people with that and me, right? It's a two-way street. I want feedback, good or bad, all of it. Let's all collectively help each other. That's what we need. We need to collectively help each other. I mean, revolutions start with like one, two people, and then they grow and they grow and they grow. And then, you know, power of exponents. So that's really what we need, because the institutions, the government, they are responsible for killing millions of people. Some would say it's indirectly killing them, but I don't know at this point. It's like these execs that know that sugar and carbs and the processed food are killing people, that just convince themselves or not, and then that bribe politicians and lobby and do all these things. I mean, come on. There's definitely culpability there. There should be some accountability. It's only going to change when the masses force it to change, when people stop buying their poison food, when people stop voting for these morons, like with the masks. People stop wearing masks, the police won't be able to enforce it. They won't be able to kick you off the plane or arrest you or drag you out of the school or whatever. If people don't fight back for freedom, if they don't fight for what's right, if they don't fight for change, there won't be any of that. Because that's what government does. That's what power does. It seeks more of what it maintains itself with, which is power. It's all about power because money, you know, money is power. So power, money, they're synonymous, but it's really about power. Government will always seek more power. Government doesn't really ever repeal laws unless there's just a crazy enough outcry. And even then, it's just for political posturing so they can get power and maintain power. You see how it's literally all power? It's the same thing with these big food companies, pharmaceuticals, and FDA and USDA, and people that have their jobs, and there's all these backhand deals and whatever. It's all power. It's maintaining power or trying to get more of it, which everyone tries to get more so that if they give away a little, they still have a lot. I mean, come on. That's it. Hey, Colin here. Got a freebie for you. Click on the button below to go to theancestralmind.com and download the 7 principles of living wild. This is a short PDF that's got some of the main principles such as real food, sleep, movement, and a couple more that are going to help you live more ancestrally in accordance with your genes.
Please always remember that the members of the Ancestral Mind podcast are not, in fact, medical professionals. They're not doctors. They're not nutritionists. They are simply providing this entertainment for you to do your own research and to entertain yourselves. So please consult a physician before changing your diet. Not everything works for everybody. And make sure you always do your own research on everything you hear on this show and outside.
Thanks for listening to that show. I want to let you know about my newest podcast over at Escaping Fragility, a show about building a life for yourself, being safe, being secure, having a plan B, so that if this crazy world of 2020 continues or gets worse, which a lot of the numbers are suggesting it will, then you and your family will be protected. A lot of my content for my personal brand has been focused on giving people the knowledge, the expertise, the skills, and just the awareness of some of the craziness that's going on so that they can protect themselves, so that they can fight back, so that they can be civilly disobedient, so that we can stymie the ever encroaching spread of government and of corporate and political agenda. If more citizens do not stand up, fight back, speak up, there's gonna be nothing left to protect. And I don't like fear mongering, and I'm generally an optimistic person, but 2020 has stressed me out. At first it didn't, but then it did. When I really saw what was going on, when I read a little bit between the lines, and even now, the craziness is continuing, and I don't see it letting up anytime soon. The masses are too easily manipulated. And so I'm more concerned what's going to happen in 2021 when the next flu season comes through and another coronavirus is weaponized, and then who knows what's going to happen? Travel restrictions, mandatory vaccines, chipped and prodded like cattle. People think it can't happen. They stick their head down, but they did in Mao's China. They did in Stalin's Russia. They did in Nazi Germany. And then it was too late. And who pays the price? It's always, always, always the citizens that are having faith and that are just hoping things get better. They're the ones that always pay the price. So the first thing we can do is protect ourselves and our family, have a plan B, have an escape option, and then we can help others. Head over to Colin.coach, get on the AM5 newsletter. You'll get all the shows every week. And you can also find me on YouTube and iTunes or Spotify or Google Play. Get prepared before it's too late. We just launched our Patreon, so if you want to support the show, head over to patreon.com/Colin Stuckert. That's patreon.com/ColinStuckert. We will have exclusive updates coming. It will also give us more opportunities to invest more in the show and release more shows. Some other bonuses with the different tiers. Check it out over at patreon.com, and thank you for your support. Another way that you can support the show is you can head over to Wild Foods and use code AMPODCAST12 for 12% off your entire order of real food, superfood, supplements, and ingredients. These are products that I've been using myself in my daily life for years. I recommend checking out our fish oil and our collagen, and also make sure you check out the Cocotropic. It's one of my favorite products. Cocoa, mushrooms, delicious. Head over to wildfoods.co and use AMPODCAST12 for 12% off your entire order.